Well, let's take up the news today that the U.S. is expanding the military mission in Afghanistan. President Obama has given U.S. commanders new authority to target the Taliban and increase the support the U.S. provides to regular Afghan infantry forces, in addition to the special forces they already assist. This expanded authority comes as Afghan forces are struggling to beat back a resurgent Taliban, especially in southern Afghanistan. Phil Ewing is NPR's national security correspondent. He joins us from Washington. And first of all, Phil, just remind us where we are. What had been allowed? Defensive airstrikes.
Well, before now, U.S. troops had been able to do basically three things: defend themselves, go after so-called terrorist groups like ISIS or Al-Qaeda, their remnants in Afghanistan, and defend the Afghans from major defeats, situations in which a big overrun would represent a strategic loss. Now, the president's authority adds kind of a fourth category to the airstrikes that U.S. commanders can use, which is to enable Afghans in the attack, if they're on an offensive, to succeed if doing so will make a difference. Right. The Pentagon says that does not mean there'll be American airstrikes for every Afghan operation, but where they can be more effective, they will now be allowed.
Well, and some reports on this are saying this still does not mean that troops will be involved in direct combat. Is that the Pentagon saying that, or, you know, an interpretation by reporters? And if you have to have troops on the ground to call in strikes, doesn't that mean that troops will be in combat?
Well, to you and me and many of our listeners in the country, yes, it absolutely means that. But the politics of this are very difficult for the White House and President Obama, because he made a very big announcement a few years ago about how the combat mission in Iraq and Afghanistan was over and the American forces who remained there would be only in a support role. In reality, American forces have been in direct firefights with hostile forces mm-hmm. in both places and killed in both places by enemy action since then. And so it's politically difficult for the White House to acknowledge what's really taking place, although Defense Secretary Ash Carter, Joint Chiefs Chairman General Doug Dunford, and other people at that level at the Pentagon have basically come around and said, yes, we are putting these Afghan and American troops into combat situations, and those who are being hurt or killed are clearly being done so, in direct action.
Yeah, there's been one U.S. combat death in Afghanistan this year, and of course, the war hit home to NPR. Photojournalist Dave Gilkey and his Afghan interpreter, Zabiullah Tamana, killed when the Taliban attacked the convoy they were riding in. So very much, you know, blurred line between the front lines and combat. But the conflict has been going on with U.S. troops assisting and training Afghan forces since 2001. What's the problem?
The problem, in short, is that the U.S. has created a force that Afghanistan cannot sustain and be as effective as American troops can. The Afghan government can't afford it. It can't function logistically in the background the way the U.S. military can. And so every year after the so-called fighting season, whatever gains the Afghans have made, they cannot reinforce the next year during the next fighting season, which is why as spring and summer begin in Afghanistan, the Taliban are making these gains and making these new attempts to pressure the Afghans, and the U.S. has to respond with these expanded authorities. This has happened before, and it will probably happen again just because the Afghans so far are not strong enough and cannot act effectively enough to win this conflict decisively.
Yeah. And we talked about putting troops in harm's way, but also civilians. More airstrikes might mean more mistakes, tragic mistakes. The U.S. airstrike that killed more than 36 people at a Doctors Without Borders hospital in Kunduz.
That's right. There's always a risk every time you use air power in these very complex battlefield situations. And there's been some reporting since then by the New York Times Magazine that suggested the Afghan troops on the ground who were helping coordinate that battle may have deliberately targeted the hospital. That's not definitive. We don't know that for certain, according to official sources. But clearly the situation is complicated. It's muddy. It's fluid. And this just makes things even more dynamic when you're flying warplanes around, dropping ordnance on people on the ground.
It's all those things, and it's expanding. Phil Ewing, NPR's national security editor, thank you.
Thank you.